To many on St. Patrick's Day, it's about the green beer and a hat. But at the Fairfield Gaelic American Club, it's about much more. It's about celebrating their history and heritage and passing it from generation to generation.
You've been practicing a lot. How do you practice?
We practice at least like 5 times a week for a couple hours a day, so we're pretty dedicated.
Emily and Aaron are flying to Ireland for the World Championship of Step Dancing. They qualified earlier this year and will be competing with dozens of other countries. They show us the basic step.
Look at those calf muscles. Those are, they're like ripped. You guys really, you lift weights.
Yeah, you have to. It's gotten so much more athletic over the past couple years that to be at this level, you really have to do a lot of cross training. It's become more like an Olympic sport than it ever was.
Dancing and music are at the core of the Irish spirit. The pipe and drum gained popularity through the military, but its origins are obscure.
The bagpipes just have some kind of allure to them. You know from the start as a young person if you really want to play them, and you have to want to play them to get good at it.
Art plays the pipes, his wife the drum, and they've been doing it for nearly 20 years, sharing the sounds and traditions at weddings and funerals and celebrations across the country.
The pipes can be an emotion of sorrow, or they can be an emotion of dance. And Amazing Grace is probably the best representative.
Try and look past the glitter of the holiday and take a listen to the sounds, to the language of the proud, rich culture of the Irish.